Cisco Kid.
Claudia McNeil. You know, we used to take it for granted that education began in school. But we know now that a child's education begins at home, long before he enters the classroom. The more you talk to your baby, the more he comes to understand that words have meaning. When he's older and you answer his questions or tell him what the pictures are in a book or a magazine, you're preparing him for school. And when you make a habit of reading to your child, you give him a good start for the time when he goes to school and learns to read for himself. Learning starts early, right at home. Help your child make friends with books. The National Book Committee and the American Library Association invite you to visit the library near your home. Ask about storytelling hours and books for children. The librarian will be glad to help you help your child. Thank you.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Phantom Bandit. In many cases in the Old West, outlaws and bandits were sometimes tipped off as to the whereabouts of law enforcement officers. So it was with the two bank robbers and killers, Leo Claney and Mel Pollard. As our story opens, it's mid-afternoon in a secluded canyon some miles out of the town of Rocky Creek. Claney and Pollard are sitting out in front of the shack, which is their temporary hideout.
Hey, listen, Cleaning. Rider's coming up the trail.
All right, put down that rifle, Pollard. That's Dolly Cass riding up here.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
Oh, cowboy!
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello, Pollard.
Did you bring any grub, Dolly?
Yeah, sure I did. And I always? There's bacon and flour and coffee in the saddlebag.
Good. You got it, will you, Pollard?
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop to eat if I was you, Leo. The sheriff and a posse are on their way out here.
Blast it.
I'd have been here before, except I had to ride the long trail.
Yes.
How do you know they're on the way out, Miss Dolly?
How do I know? I make it my business to know. What do you suppose my cafe's right next to the sheriff's office for?
You know, one of these fine days, I'm going to get that sheriff. He's been pushing us too hard lately.
Yeah, but right now, Leo, you better saddle up your horses and push on away from here. Well, I got to be getting back to town. So long, boys.
So long, Miss Dolly.
So long.
Yeah,
boy. Sure is a mighty pretty woman, isn't it, Dolly? Pretty.
Don't get to thinking she's too pretty, Pollard.
Hmm?
Don't forget she's my wife. All right, now, come on. Let's get out of here.
Keep your guns handy, boys, just in case. We're coming up to this track.
Hey, hadn't we ought to spread out a little more, Sheriff? Kind of surround the place?
Maybe so, Deputy. Take a couple of men and work through the brush up at the shed.
Right. Pete, you and Eddie, come on here with me, will you?
All right, sure.
All right, this is far enough. Woo! Woo! Claney! Howard! Come on out of there with your hands up. We got you surrounded. Hey, you in the shack!
Hey, the horses ain't in the corral, Sheriff. Looks like they're bamboozled again.
Yes, by thunder. Get up!
Get up! Get up! Get up! They sure enough have bamboo, Sheriff. See? Fresh tracks leading up the trail.
Woo! 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 Such will o' the wisps as those two buzzards. You'd almost think they were getting tipped off that we were coming after them.
Yeah.
Well, I figure they are.
You're probably right, Deputy. Makes the fourth time they've given us the slip.
Yeah, four different places, Jeff.
Fire going in the stove here. They must have pulled out right ahead of us, blast it all.
Hey, careful, Sheriff. That's an old rickety stove. You most knocked it over there.
Yeah, I wish I had.
Say, that's an idea, Deputy.
Huh?
Leo Claney's a mighty hot-headed hombre. If he was to come back here and find this shack burned down, he might ride back into town looking for me. Then we can nab him.
Well, sure. He might ride in tonight.
That's what I'll do.
Stand back away from that stove, Deputy.
Yep.
I'm gonna kick it open.
Let her go. Once more and you'll have it, Sheriff.
Yeah, that does it.
Look at that spark slot. She's going to catch, Sheriff. Hey, she is catching.
Yeah, dry as tinder in here. Now we'll see what Claney and Paula do about this.
How far to Rocky Creek Cafe, Cisco?
Oh, it's several miles yet, Pancho. You hold out until we get there.
Oh, see, Pancho hold out, Cisco, but Pancho doesn't know if Pancho's stomach hold out.
Oh, I think it will, Cisco.
Huh?
However, I will tell you another riddle to help you pass the time.
Si, Cisco. Pancho like riddles.
All right, then here is one. Why are soldiers always tired on the 1st of April?
Why soldiers always tired? Oh, because it's April Fool.
Because it's April Fool.
Huh?
No, there is no connection there.
Okay.
Now listen, I will tell you the answer.
Tell.
Soldiers are tired on the 1st of April because they have just had a march of 31 days.
Oh, see. April Fool, the march of 31 days. It's a good riddle, Cisco. Find your hooky, remember that riddle.
Well, you should be able to, Chico. It's very simple.
March of 31 days.
Now, if that will occupy your mind until... Maria, hold it up.
Hold over there, Pancho.
Come on, amigo. Up here.
Hold over the place on fire.
I have no idea, Pancho. But I do know from the way it is burning that there is little chance of saving it.
Nobody likes it, sir.
No, there's not. Hold it up.
Hold on.
No. There's no use even trying to put out that fire.
It's a hot fire. Pancho, feel it from here.
Well, we better not go any closer.
Coyote of a sheriff. I'm
going to
get him for this.
Yeah, sure. Help
you,
lady.
Oh,
they're coming,
Cisco.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you two? What are you doing here?
Mi compañero and I were riding to town on the trail, senor. When we saw this fire, we rode over here.
You have anything to do with setting it? Did you help anybody set it?
We did not, hombre.
We ain't not going on setting fire to places, hombre. Not Cisco and Pancho.
By thunder, I've got a great
minute. Cisco. Would you be the Cisco kid?
That is what I am called, senor.
Ah. What are you two doing in this part of the country? How about your hangout with south of here?
Oh, we are just riding through this country. Since we cannot help these hombres, Pancho, let us ride on to town.
Yeah, we ride on.
Yeah, and keep on riding, right on through. We don't like too many strangers around here. Not like you two.
Hombre, I'm beginning to like you less and less.
And Pancho, I like you more and more. And Pancho, bet you do not even know why soldiers march on the 1st of April.
What?
What's he talking about?
Come on, Pancho. Let us be going. Up, Diablo.
Go now. Well, Pancho tells you. Because they're tired.
Clinny, that fat one's crazy.
Now, never mind him. Cisco is the one to watch out for. Maybe he is just riding through like he said, but I ain't for sure. If he gets in our way tonight when we go to town, we'll blast him down. Because that hombre's dangerous.
We going to town tonight?
We sure are, Pollard. As soon as it's dark, we'll be in about a half an hour. I'm gunning down that sheriff, if it's the last thing I do.
Pancho, there's the lights of the town ahead of us.
It's going to get dark quick, Cisco.
It does get dark quick. Wait.
Huh?
Someone's in the road ahead of us.
All right, you. That's near enough.
Well, there's a hole.
Hold over. It's near enough.
Stay where you are till we look you over.
Yes, they are.
A lot of people want to look us over, Cisco.
Light up a match, deputy.
All right. There you are, sir.
Well,
I'd be a son of a gun if it ain't the Cisco kid.
Maybe a son of a gun if I not Pancho.
You have the advantage of me, Senor Sheriff.
We've never met, Cisco. Maybe you've heard Sheriff Williams of Lincoln County speak of Frank Thomas.
Oh, see. You are Sheriff Thomas?
That's right. This is my deputy, Cisco.
Say, yeah?
I'm glad to know you.
Glad to know you, too.
Me and my boys are looking for a couple of coyotes to come into town tonight. That's why we stopped you. We're stopping everybody.
Well, we do not mind. We understand.
And I'd like to talk to you later on, Cisco. I've got a problem I figure you could help me with.
Well, I'd be glad to talk with you, Senor Sheriff, after Pancho and I go to the cafe and have some supper.
Yeah, Pancho hungry.
Well, come on back then after you've eaten, huh?
Hey, Sheriff. Up there,
Rojo. Hello. They look for Pancho, Cisco, no?
See, I presume so, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But we do not have to concern ourselves with that.
Nah.
At least not for the time being.
What do all that racket mean?
Better right back and see.
Pancho, hope those hombres know where they're shooting.
Hold on.
That's you, Cisco?
Hey, senor.
Pancho,
too, senor.
I'm the deputy.
Better look at the shot.
I would also say they got you, Senor Deputy.
Yeah, in the shoulder.
The sheriff lit a cigar, and then they fired.
There's no chance of finding him stuck in the dark. Are you all right, Deputy?
Yeah, I guess so, Joe. I sure am mighty glad you're here, Cisco. Kind of looks as if you're going to have to take over.
Sheriff was dead, Cisco.
See, and with that wound, the deputy can do little or nothing.
Tell us the story, Cisco?
See. He told us that the two bandidos, Claney and Pollard, have been at large for months, right around this town. He said they are being tipped off each time the sheriff's posse starts out after them.
Who tipped them off, Cisco?
Well, that is what we must find out.
Cisco say he'd be the acting sheriff to the deputy get better, no?
Yeah, like, could not very well refuse, amigo, when they're in trouble like this.
That make fine to the acting deputy, Cisco.
Yeah, it does, Cisco.
That make everything all right, too. Cisco, catch those bandidos very soon.
A fine chance we have of catching them. Here we are in a strange town. We do not know the people.
No.
We do not know the country. It's a pit dark night.
Damn, mother me. Well, we feel better after we eat.
I hope so. At least there's nothing we can do until morning. Well, let us go into the cafe, Pancho.
Is the sheriff's office right next to the cafe, Cisco?
So the deputy told us. We'll go there later and see what the office is like. There's a table over here, Pancho.
Pancho,
I have never been in a situation like this before in my life.
What do you have,
here? Oh, I do not care, senorita. Bring me anything you have to eat. What do you think, Pancho?
Pancho sniffing, Cisco. Pancho smell enchilada. Pancho smell roast beef. Pancho smell gooseberry pie. Bring Pancho everything, senorita.
Strangers here, huh?
Si.
Then, what are you doing with that star on?
It seems I'm the acting sheriff of this town for the time being, senorita. Would you please bring our food?
Acting sheriff, huh?
Cisco, look. Two hombres we see at the fire.
Pancho, those are the hombres we want. Clady and Pollard, the ones the deputy told us about.
We take them now, Cisco?
Yeah, right now. Momento, you hombres.
Look out, Pollard. It's Cisco.
Yeah, he's wearing a scar.
Shoot out them lights.
Gonna go for that guy.
Hombres, over this way, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. Santos is dark in here.
Oh, Pete, you coyotes. The fire couple of lights,
eh? They come from that chair, senorita.
Careful, nothing. I'll show you.
Oh. Cisco, over here, quick. Cisco. Cisco. Why did you not answer me?
But Cisco, swept down from behind, does not answer. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
This is Cliff Robertson. Books are no substitute for personal experience, but they do have the power to widen your world in a very immediate and personal way. Reading can put you into direct contact with nations and people, great ideas of the past, and even a vision of what your future can be. The National Book Committee and the American Library Association urge you to use your library. Be all you can be. Read.
To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Phantom Bandits. When Cisco, as acting sheriff of Rocky Creek, started to arrest the bandits Claney and Pollard in the cafe, one of them shot out the lights, plunging the room into darkness. At once, Cisco was struck down from behind by a chair in the hands of the waitress, Dolly, who in reality is Claney's wife.
Cisco! Cisco!
See, Pancho. Get a light going.
Si. Cisco, you on the floor?
I'm all right, Pancho. Mother of mia, how that senorita can swing a chair. Look, there's a spare lamp, Pancho. Light that.
Si, Pancho, light the lamp. Now we see something.
I see those banditos left in a hurry.
Pancho, hear them get on their horses and ride away very fast.
So we lost that chance to arrest them. Where's that senorita? I'd like to talk to her.
Senorita! Senorita!
Riot like that.
We started no riot.
I didn't even start a fight.
Sure you started it. Trying to make an arrest in my place. Now go on. Get out of here.
Just one moment, senorita. Are you in the habit of hitting your customers over the head with chairs?
I wish I'd hit you harder. Now get out of here.
Very well, senorita. Come, Pancho.
Pancho, hungry than ever now, Cisco.
Well, you are not starving to death, Pancho.
Not starving to death. You're starving.
Well, we'll find a place to eat later on.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I want to go and talk with the deputy about that senorita. She knows very well we did not start that fight in the cafe.
Then why she hit you?
It may be she wanted those banditos to get away. We will see if we can find out, Pancho.
Maybe we hadn't ought to have come back, Lenny.
Nobody will be looking for us here at the back door of the cafe.
Ooh, oh, boy. Sheriff's office is right next door.
Yeah, well, what of it? It's dark in this alley. Dolly. Dolly, you in there?
Yeah. Are you crazy, Leon? You hadn't ought to be here. This town's popping tonight.
Shut that door. The light comes right out here in the alley.
I wanted to talk to you, Miss Dolly.
I sure do. I want you to find out all you can about that Cisco kid. He had a sheriff's star on.
Somebody's got to wear it. Now you killed the sheriff and wounded the deputy. What'd you have to do that for?
I said I'd get him, and I did.
Yeah, we set fire to our shack and burned it down.
The sheriff did?
Sure.
I didn't know that. But you got another shack you could hide out in up in Mountain Creek Canyon.
Well, that's where we're going when we leave here. Now, you find out how long Cisco's going to be around this town.
And if he's starting out after us.
Yeah. And tomorrow morning, ride out to Mountain Creek Canyon and tell us. I'm taking no chances with that hombre.
Yeah, but Leo...
Hey. There go a couple of hombres into the sheriff's office now.
Wait. Now, that's them. That's Cisco and the other one.
Well, get going. I'll try to find out all I can from Cisco.
Don't just try. Find out. Well, come on, Pollard.
We come here to the sheriff's office, Cisco?
Because I want to look over the sheriff's file on those hombres, Plenty and Pollard.
Oh?
The deputy said the file was on the second desk drawer.
Look over the file about the senorita, too, Cisco?
There's no file about her, Pancho.
No.
The deputy could tell us little about her, except that she runs the cafe and apparently minds her own business.
Uh-huh.
Ah, here's the file we're looking for.
Bueno.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Somebody's at the door, Cisco. Maybe the bandito.
I doubt that, Pancho. Most of the banditos I know have not the manners to knock on doors. Come in. Well, is the senorita.
Yes, so I came here to talk to you.
Very well. Have a chair, senorita.
Sit down in the chair, senorita. Not swing the chair.
Thanks. I'm mighty sorry about that, Cisco. I just plain lost my temper. But if you and your friend will come over to the cafe now, I'll get you up the best meal you ever ate.
Bueno. Now, everybody feed us.
Gracias, senorita, but we have now made other plans.
But Pancho, eat 2 meals, Cisco.
Yeah, come on over.
Perhaps we will call around later in the evening, senorita. Meanwhile, I would like to ask you a question. Do you know the 2 banditos, Cleaney and Pollard?
Why, yeah. I know who they are. Everybody around here knows who they are. Why do you ask that, Cisco?
Because I am trying to get as much information about those banditos as possible.
Then you're going to take this job as acting sheriff seriously, huh?
Well, of course, senorita. I am going to take it so seriously that I plan to stay right here in this town until I catch those banditos.
Well, good. Fine, Cisco. When are you starting out after him?
Nah, senorita. Cisco not tell you his plans.
I have no objection to telling the senorita my plans, Pancho. I'm going to start out after them shortly after daylight tomorrow morning.
Any idea where you'll find them?
I think it will not be too hard to track them down.
Well, I wish you luck, Cisco. I'll be going now. I'll expect to see you later on at the cafe.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, senorita. Cisco, where'd you tell the
gang? Yes, Pancho.
Where'd you go, Cisco?
Over to the window. I think I will put up this window. It's warm in this office. Oh, senorita, I thought you had gone.
I was just going through this alley, Cisco, to go back in the back door of the cafe. I'll see you later.
Si.
Why she stand at the window, Cisco?
She meant to listen to whatever we had to say.
Oh.
Pancho, I'm almost certain now that she is the one who has been tipping off those banditos. From now on, we will watch her every move. And when she starts for the hills, we will follow her.
cold here in this grove, Cisco.
Yeah, it is cold, Pancho. Oh. But from here, we can watch the cafe and tell if the senorita leaves.
Maybe it's daylight now, Cisco. And the senorita stay in the cafe all night?
I think she has a room over the cafe.
Pancho not know, Cisco, but Pancho know. Pancho cold. Cisco, tell Pancho a riddle. Make Pancho forget about the cold.
Pancho, this is no type of riddle. Right now, we are trying to solve a much more important riddle.
See. Soldiers not march in April.
Get off. Hey, look. Someone is just coming out the back door of that cafe.
The senorita, Cisco.
Si, and she is walking out to the stable behind the cafe. Probably to saddle her horse. Pancho, she is going to lead us straight to those bandidos.
Drinking water in here, Leo. Riding all the way up that trail made me thirsty.
Yeah, we'll have some in a minute. Pollard, take the bucket and go bring some in from the spring, will you?
Yeah, you bet.
Well, what'd you find out about Cisco?
He says he's going to stay around here till he gets you, Leo.
Yeah, he is. But that only he'll get will be a bullet.
You know, if I was you, I'd get out of here, Leo. I wouldn't take any chances with that Cisco kid.
You want me to get out of here, eh?
I would until he leaves town.
Listen, you ain't falling for this Cisco kid, are you?
Me falling for him? Don't be crazy. Why would I fall for him?
Well, he ain't bad looking. Besides that, they tell me he's got away with women. Listen, if you're falling for him,
I'll... if you got the worst temper the first thing in the morning, you always get that.
All right. Just remember what I say. I ain't fooling. You're my wife, see?
How could I forget?
Hey, Quinny.
Hey.
Hey, come out here quick.
Well, what's the matter?
Come on,
Look. Come on up the trail, up the canyon. That's a Cisco kid.
By thunder, it sure is.
Oh, good Lord.
And how in blazes did he... Oh. So you crossed us up, did you, Dolly?
What are you talking about?
You tipped Cisco off. He was coming up here this morning so he could follow you.
Are you kidding? You. After me breaking my neck for months to get you posted to what's going on.
You tipped off Cisco.
I did not.
Come on, Leo. We got to get out of here fast.
Sure, after I settle with this little gun.
Great. Jump on snakes. Cisco's right here.
Don't worry. I'll settle him with his gun.
Look out, Cisco. I'm going to shoot.
No, you don't.
Oh, why, you.
Now I will take over from here. Let's see. Get the bad one, Leo.
All right, I get the bad one, hombre.
I'll find a butt you with his head.
No.
How'd you like that for a hot head? No.
And I will settle with you as quickly as possible. Well, that I mean. Right this minute.
Yeah. Look like it all over, Cisco.
I hope you are not hurt, senorita.
No, I'm all right.
I'm glad. Nevertheless, I'm afraid we are going to have to take you in with these bandidos.
Yeah, I expected that.
But you did perhaps save my life when you spoiled Clancy's aim. So I will do all I can to help you.
I ain't asking help from you, Cisco, or anybody else. Leo Clancy's my husband, and if he goes to jail, I go with him. Come on, let's get going. Get up on your feet, Leo, and march.
Si, bandido, march. Then you'll be tired of the 1st of April, you fool.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho.
The senorita turned out to be a senora, huh?
Yes, she did, Pancho.
The judge not send the senora to the jail.
Oh, amigo. The jury decided the senora had committed no crime. So, as before, she's running the cafe.
Someday we go back there and get the meal, no?
That is a good idea, Pancho. We will. Since the senora is now more friendly with us than she was before, you know, someday we will sit down and have a tete-a-tete with her.
A tete-a-what, Chico?
Tete-a-tete.
Tete-a-tete? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, in this case, it means a quiet little talk with her, Pancho.
Oh, that's what the tete-a-what means.
Si.
Then no wonder Big Maria look at Pancho funny last time Pancho take Big Maria to a cafe.
You took Big Maria to the cafe,
We had a big meal. And then we danced.
There you dance, huh?
See? And then Big Maria said to Pancho, she said, if you're tired of dancing, we sit down and have a little tete-a-tete.
And what did you say to that, Pancho?
Pancho said, gracias, no, Big Maria. After such a big meal, Pancho not good to eat another thing.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he so?
And so ends another exciting adventure with old Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This is Sandy Dennett. It is true that books deserve our respect because they can provide us with the wisdom and greatness of many minds. But I hope you will remember something else about them also, the great pleasure, excitement, and wonder that books can offer us. If you haven't discovered the joy of reading for yourself, the National Book Committee and the American Library Association suggest you stop at the nearest library today. Be all you can be. Read.
For another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid is played by Jack Mallett, Pancho by Harry Lang.